So, from where did this eye arise? Was it always there? It seems not. Will it always be? We have to see. It certainly won't always be in this physical realm. This eye, we've attributed many actions to it. We've attributed many things to it. My hand, okay, my ear, my nose, my mouth. We've attributed many rational concepts to it. My thinking, my thought processes, I deliberate, you see. I dream. We've attributed physical and immaterial things to this eye. And due to the law of synchronicity, it means that this eye, which is being attributed to physical, material, and immaterial things, it means the eye must behold a material dimension and an immaterial dimension. Now, if this eye is an immaterial reality, because it dreams at the end of the day, it has high order processes, it deliberates, it thinks, if that's the case, was it always there? Did the zygote, was there an eye with the zygote? It seems not. Medical science is helping us here. You see, this source of animation, let's call it the soul for now, the source of animation in a zygote, is it material or is it immaterial? Is there an eye or not? By material, I mean something which depends on matter to exist. It depends on matter existence-wise. By saying something is immaterial, we're saying it doesn't depend on matter existence-wise. It depends on matter action-wise. This zygote, this source of animation that it has, this soul of the zygote, is it material depending on matter existence-wise, or is it immaterial? If something is material, if a soul is material, its very existence depends on matter. You take away the matter, that will cease to exist. But if something is immaterial, since immaterial things are actual, they're not potential realities, something which is immaterial is, it's actual. It never ceases to exist. It's immaterial. It's not limited. Material things are always becoming, in a state of becoming. They come and go. Like a tree has a beginning and it has an end. It's matter. It's a seed. It potentially becomes a tree. And once it becomes actual, it ends. Then it rots. It rots and now it's a new entity. It's now decay. That decay now enters a new phase of becoming. You see, material things have a beginning, have an end. But immaterial things, they're actual. They don't end existence-wise. Now, this zygote, if we were to say it's an immaterial reality and an immaterial soul exists and there is an I, an immaterial I, the problem is with animals, what they've done is with the four-cell embryo, when the embryo is unicellular, it divides into two cells, four cells, eight cells, and keeps on dividing until it develops and evolves into a human being. But this, in the four-cell stage, they segregated the four cells separately and put each cell in a womb, and then you got four different offspring. How can something which is immaterial be divided into four immaterial things? Immateriality is indivisible. Look, so that shows that if there is a soul, which there is, that there's animation, there's life in the zygote, it's still material because it can be divided. So there's no I at the beginning with the zygote. Now this zygote is a material soul there, and it's evolving. It keeps on evolving. And it manifests different existential attributes, such as digestion, excretion, reproduction, all these things, as it evolves, more and more things are being manifested. And eventually, you see, at a certain point, rational, albeit rudimentary, rational processes of thought arise. And now the movement is voluntary, albeit rudimentary. And that happens around 4 months of gestation onwards. Something is happening here. It's not a reflex movement. It's not gravitational movement. There is an eye. It seems to be moving voluntarily. It escapes, you know, a threat. These things have been proven in medicine. And therefore, there seems to be an eye arising. This eye arose through the evolution of the material fetus. And what was a material entity now becomes a material-immaterial reality. But once that immaterial reality sets in, all one's thoughts, all one's immaterial dimension, it is that it is, that becomes actual. And that will stay. It's an eternal being now. Even if it has to detach from the physical realm, that immaterial reality of this new arising being will always remain. It may become detached from the physical realm in the future, but the I doesn't cease to exist because the I was an immaterial reality and now may still continue to exist and persist in an immaterial realm. So this I, but the I is the I though. It's now accompanying me wherever I go. All these differing states that I undergo. Okay? So, this I, it's heading towards something because I'm always in the process of acting, doing something. Why am I sometimes happy? Why am I sometimes sad? I laugh sometimes. I cry at other times. What are these states attributed to the I? Where do they arise from? You know, I speak, I hear, I taste, I see, I touch, I smell, I memorize, I forget, I recall, I deliberate, I think, I experience a whole set of varying emotions. It's all the I. I'm always in the process of experiencing. I'm always, or I dream, I'm always experiencing something. I'm moving towards something. I'm experiencing something. Sometimes I get tired, I sleep, and then even in my dreams I'm active. Sometimes I sweat, I become thirsty, I become satiated, I feel hungry. What is this I that is undergoing all these different states? Okay, I wasn't at the embryo stage, but I was in unity with that. This I that I am now has a dimension which was in unity with that embryo. But that embryo kept on evolving and evolving until the I arose. That immaterial reality has a beginning. In this physical realm, it's at 4 months gestation around. And now the I, all these different attributes is now attributed to the I. It's doing so many things. Bewilderment after bewilderment. I'm totally bewildered with all. It's continuously, constantly undergoing something, and I'm attributing something or some action to the, or some state, some emotion, some feeling, some experience to this I. It's always moving. There's no stop. It's always moving. And then I look around me and I'm noticing something, that maybe everything is moving. This deserves more exploration.